Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
James Meza knew nothing about athletics when he was chancellor, so why is he still pontificating? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Let me begin by saying I am not qualified to judge how James Meza did in his overall tenure as chancellor here. He seemed to improve on town and gown relations as he went on, and he was front and center at every major fundraising goal or major plateau, although he was clearly riding the coattails of Matt Kupek and his development staff. What I do know is that in my 40 years covering UNC athletics, Meza was the worst athletic chancellor we've ever had, and that includes Holden Thorpe. Say what you will about Thorpe and how he handled the Butch Davis firing and its ramifications, but he did leave us with potential superstars and athletic director Bubba Cunningham and football coach Larry Fedora. Let's see, what did Meza do? First, before he ever moved to Chapel Hill, he nixed the hiring of Hall of Fame coach Larry Brown and approved the hiring of Matt Daugherty. No one who knew anything about what makes a great college basketball coach and UNC's hoops history would make such a stupid call, especially when Carolina was in crisis over Roy Williams surprisingly turning down the job the first time. Then Meza approved the firing of Carl Torbush after a 6-5 season because his then AD, Dick Bedore, said we could get Frank Beamer from Virginia Tech if we paid him $1.3 million and turned our backs on his 34% graduation rate in Blacksburg. Then Beamer turned his back on us, and Meza approved the hiring of John Bunning because a bunch of ex-players convinced him to do so. Then he extended Bunning in 2004 when he really should have fired him. It goes on, and then he and Bedore beamed like peacocks when Roy finally came back on maybe their fourth swing at making a decent major sport coaching hire. So why is Jimmy Moe still talking? He's defending the Carolina way, which has been thoroughly trashed for its arrogant interpretation by many as how the university operated. Actually, it was Dean Smith's name for playing hard, playing smart, playing together, and having fun. And oh yes, being good citizens on and off the court. Since then, the phrase has become a laughingstock and needs to be taken out of our nomenclature. James Meza, who had his own Carolina way with athletics, is the last person who should be defending it now. This is Archansky. See ya.